All right, here's Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, boys?
We're doing pretty well. We've been talking about Matthew Perreault's comments from, I guess, last night or earlier today, where he took a pretty nasty elbow from Jake Virtanen, and I didn't like the elbow at all. I think it was a suspendable act. He wasn't happy about it, wasn't penalized. Here's what Perreault said about that incident and what he intends on doing about it in the future.
Like, I can't really protect myself there if the league's not going to protect me. And I'm the smallest guy on the ice, so I can't really fight anybody. So the only thing I can do to defend myself is use my stick. So the next guy that does that to me is going to get my f***ing stick. And I better not get suspended for it.
What do you make of that comment, Bob?
Well, there's a lot of layers of the onion to peel back on this one. First off, let me say that I'm getting back on my hobby horse a little bit. I think any hit to the head, get penalty. I just think that. I think what we know now about head trauma, the direction the game's gone, and I understand that most players, coaches, managers feel otherwise, and they think it should be discretionary, and that sometimes you can have a real legal hit with contact to the head. So that's first and foremost what I would say. Second thing is, I'm assuming that the player safety decision to not suspend in this instance was because they believed that it was a full body-on-body hit, that most of the contact with Perreault's head was with the shoulder of Jake Virtanen, and yes, the elbow does come up, but I think they tried to break down, from what I understand, broke down the film as much as they could and saw that the real damage was done with the shoulder, but it was also in the motion of a full-body-on-body hit. And as we know, and as I've said before, hitting somebody in the head in the NHL is not illegal as long as you go body on body and it's ruled incidental contact. The elbow coming up, you can debate back and forth whether that was it. From Matthew Perreault's perspective, what I would say is this. I don't know that any player in the NHL gets hit in the head as much as Matthew Perreault does, in two reasons for it, I think. One, he's not very big, so when there is contact, quite often the other player hitting him is gonna hit him in the head, taller players. Number two, he's fearless. He goes into spots where you're going to get hit a lot, and he has the puck a lot, and so that's bound to happen. As for his comment, the two things I would say about that. When my kids played hockey, and, you know, headshots started to become really prevalent, I told both of them, listen, if you think a guy's coming for your head, I said, you get your stick up, and you do whatever's necessary to protect yourself, because it's better to get a 2, a 4, a 6, an 8, or a 10-game suspension than it is to get a concussion. And that's probably not the most politically correct thing to tell your kids when they play minor hockey or junior hockey, but I believed it. And in a manner of speaking, that's what Perreault was saying. Now, the problem with doing that at the National Hockey League level is that, you know, if he does do that, especially after saying that he's going to do it, A, he's going to get a big suspension, and B, there might be even further liability because you threatened to do something that is not considered within the bounds of the game, and then you went out and did it. So it could open a whole other can of worms for him, but I do sense his frustration. After everything I've said, go back to point A. In my world, if you hit a guy in the head, you got to be responsible for it, even if it's body on body.
Well, that's twice in less than a week we've heard a player say, okay, I'm going to do that, and I better not get suspended for it. Yeah. That's Perreault, and it's Cassian. Now, Cassian was talking about the Tkachuk hit, but it's getting murky here in the NHL, I'm not surprised because of where it's been going for quite some time. For the longest time, whether you believed in it, liked it, didn't like it, it didn't matter. The players felt like, I'm going to police it myself. In other words, if that happens, I am going to get my stick up. I am going to drop the gloves and fight. And the league was fine with it. The league basically was like, yeah, you guys figure it out, for the most part, unless it was egregious. Now, the league is trying to send a message, no, 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 we'll police it, we'll stop it. But then when you get incidents where the players are sitting there looking at the league to do something and they don't, you get mass confusion. And that kind of feels like where we're at right now, Bob.
Well, what I would say is there's a distinction between what Cassian said and what Perreault said, and the distinction is pretty obvious to me. That is, Zach Cassian saying, okay, they explained to me that what Matthew Tkachuk did is a legal body check. So if that's legal, then I'm going to do that to him. So Zach Cassian wasn't threatening to break the rules and exact retribution. He was saying, hey, if he's going to hit me like that and I can't drop the gloves and beat him up, and I'll get a two-game suspension for that, which I did, then I'm going to hit him exactly the same way he hit me. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that so long as he does it and stays within the rules. If he doesn't, then it becomes problematic. And it's not easy to make those hits Matthew Tkachuk makes and not hit the guy in the head, but Tkachuk managed to do it on both occasions that he hit him. As far as what Perreault said, I mean, it's pretty blatant. You're not allowed in any world to take your stick and swing it at somebody's head. And if you do that, you're either going to get a suspension, or if it was flagrant enough, you might get arrested. So, you know, there's a big distinction between the two, I think. But to your point, there's no question that there are a lot of players around the National Hockey League don't like the Matthew Tkachuk hit. But the league looked at it and said, you know what, it's perfectly legal.
Bob, what about the incident that happened the other night, which we're seeing, you know, the result of it now with Tuukka Rask heading to the IR when playing Columbus, the forward Emil Bäckström skates across the crease, punches him in the head. You know, what's the conversation around that?
Well, see, you said he punched him in the head. I don't know if he punched him in the head. I know he hit him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it was intentional. I don't know whether it was accidental. I don't know whether it was accidentally on purpose. And obviously the fact that, to my knowledge, we didn't hear anything today on a hearing for Emil Bäckström. So I'm going to assume that they took it as, now he was skating through the crease and he was a little careless and he hit Rask in the head. Again, I'll go back to the very first premise I started with. Doesn't matter to me. He hit him in the head. He concussed him. Got to be responsible for that. And again, most people in hockey, and I say most, because there's a lot of fans and media who feel the same way that I do. And listen, I've gone full circle on this. Back in the early days of when Rafi Torres was getting a lot of suspensions for hits to the head or not getting a lot of suspensions for hits to the head, back in 2004, 2005, where headshots were the big thing and Rule 48 was just brand new, I was very much on a soapbox saying, listen, you hit a guy in the head, it's got to be a penalty. There's no rationalizing brain trauma. You can't do it. And then over time, I kind of got sick of probably being a one-trick pony and feeling like I was the health and welfare minister for the National Hockey League. And I just decided, you know what? If the players who play the game and the coaches who coach it, the managers who manage it, and the owners who own it, if they don't want to make the rule changes, well, then you know what, guys? Not necessarily literally, but possibly literally, knock yourself out. And I kind of got off that. And the more I look at it lately and everything we've seen with CTE and head trauma and so many things, I'm just back to thinking, you know what, this is not a good strategy. This is not a good end game. You know, punish hits to the head no matter what. The same as you punish an accidental high stick, punish an accidental hit to the head and try to make the players more aware of the importance of not hitting people in the head. And some people think that's the rocky road or the slippery slope to zero contact in the game. I think the players will adapt, but that's just my own personal viewpoint.
Always appreciate it, Bob. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bob McKenzie, our TSN Hockey Insider.